This presentation is about how GNU Radio was ported to Buildroot and how we applied the resulting application to develop an embedded digital network analyzer. This is a feedback on a graduate course intermediate between embedded electronics and radio frequency digital signal processing software-defined radio. So the object we wish to analyze is a dual surface acoustic wave resonator commercialized by the company Senseor. This is a temperature sensor with two resonators here. It's, even though it's operating at 444 megahertz, it's a very compact device despite the 70 centimeter wavelength thanks to the slow acoustic velocity on piezoelectric materials. These are optical mapping where we see energy in one resonance or in the other resonance depending on which mode we're looking at. These are characterizations using a 20K Euro Rodin-Schwarz network analyzer, and this is what we aim at achieving using our Raspberry Pi and RTL SDR DVB-T with the appropriate radio frequency source. So the outline of the presentation will be the Buildroot framework, so a consistent environment for generating a Linux kernel, the libraries, a user space application, and the toolchain. We'll see how GNU Radio is running on the target system. We'll take the example of a Raspberry Pi because we needed to share one hardware platform with each student unable to attend university courses at the moment, so cost was an issue. We'll demonstrate first how FM broadcast can be received and how FM broadcast can be generated, and finally how we can combine. So this is the workflow, first building the Buildroot environment on the PC, which will be called the host, generating an SD card image that will be running the operating system on the platform, embedded platform, which is called the target. The file system with GNU Radio is running on the Raspberry Pi 4, and the flowchart will be generated using GNU Radio Companion on the host PC, which will be transferred, SCP, NFS, whatever you wish, on the RPIs for execution. So here's an example, for example, of a setup running GNSS SDR, the free open source GPS receiver, either fetching data from an RTL SDR dongle or for a B210. So you'll see that both libuhd and osmocom are running on the Raspberry Pi, so all these hardwares are supported with the benefit of a Raspberry Pi 4 with its USB 3 port, allowing for streaming very fast data. In this practical example, we'll show how we use the Raspberry Pi with RTL SDR DVB-T connected to the device under test. And since we need to probe the device with some sort of energy source, we'll try various energy sources. This is a broadband noise generator. We might as well use a pulse generator, and we'll see at the end of the day that, again, for cost reasons, we'll end up using Pi FM, using one of the GPIO here streaming a radio frequency signal from the internal fractional PLL. Because we want to develop an embedded instrument, this whole acquisition system will be controlled from a host PC, and we'll be using a 0MQ for streaming the results of a measurement from the embedded target to the host PC. So first of all, why focus on Buildroot? Why not just use one of the ready-made operating systems for the Raspberry Pi? First of all, because we wish to teach embedded system electronics development, and just running a general purpose operating system does not meet the requirement of embedded systems of optimizing resources, optimizing space, optimizing energy, and optimizing speed. And furthermore, you can see here the performance gain on running a dedicated Buildroot toolchain with respect to a general purpose Raspbian running on all Raspberry Pi and not benefiting from the exceptional performance of a Raspberry Pi 4. So if you look at the Volk, this is Volk config result, and Volk is the vectorized kernel, so the SIMD single instruction multiple data instruction set, And using these is mandatory, as was shown by Semocray and his computers. Running parallel instructions allows you to greatly increase computation speed and is very well matched to linear algebra, where you manipulate matrix and vectors, and that's exactly what single instruction multiple data is. You fill a vector, and when you want to add two vectors, you do the same operation on each element of a vector, so single instruction multiple data, all elements of a vector are operated the same way. So you see here at Raspbian with an on-demand CPU speed has no Volk optimization, so they are not using the Neon SIMD instruction set, and the speed is quite poor. You see that with respect to some of our implementation using Buildroot, we have significant speed gain